From Beaver Dam Lake to Horicon Marsh and everywhere in between, we're talking about what's important in your hometown. This is Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Wally Lukashinsky and Kale Zomer with you today. Kale up in the studio. Big thank you for stepping in for me yesterday. Well, I had to go out to Milwaukee, get some training done. So very excited to be back with you in Dodge County this morning. But I want to talk first a little bit about Randy and his team over at Professional Floor Covering, because Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. But it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. But I want to focus on the floors a little bit today. I love talking about the countertops, the cabinetry, everything else they do, but the floors. There's a reason it's in the name. They have that carpet, hardwood, laminate, LVP, tile, stone, and area rugs. They have so many types of styles, brands of flooring, different types, anything you can think of. It's over there with Randy and the team. And Randy and that team are going to come out, and they're going to help measure and provide suggestions on the type of flooring at the price points that meet your budget. Professional Floor Covering is an Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Ave in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. And this morning, I'm very excited because, especially coming off this last week, we are joined by members of the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation, founder and president Tom Heffron, and Jeff Rayberg, who is a board member who's been around since the very beginning of this as well. First of all, gentlemen, congratulations on the great news this last week. We'll dive into everything that happened with that big fundraiser. But first of all, thank you for joining me today and excited to get to learn a little bit about you and the foundation.
Okay, great to be here. It's always great to be part of Dodge County and the wonderful people that are always so generous in Dodge County, and we are officially 6 years old now, the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation.
Well, and we talked a little going in, Jeff, about like this growth, and I could be talking to either one of you here. Being a part of this since the very beginning, what has it been like for you to be able to watch how this has grown and still goals to continue to grow?
Yeah, it's been amazing. It just started as a small idea. You know, how can you help the area nonprofits grow and have some type of assurance that there's a source for money to help even their smallest projects, you know, get off the ground? And that's really what the foundation's been able to do. Some of the smallest initiatives have found some funding source through this foundation.
Well, and Tom, for you, as one of the founders and president of this, it's got to be, first of all, amazing to see what this has become. With six, that's not a long time, especially everything that's happened in the last 6 years, to grow like you have. But I imagine there's goals to continue to grow. Well, what does it look like for you from your perspective, where it's been and where it's going?
Okay. Well, it all started 6 years ago, actually, with our co-founder, Patrick Lutz, and myself, and we're both retired educators. And we said, you know, there's always been tremendous amount of generosity and tremendous amount of individual people that have raised a lot of money in Beaver Dam and Dodge County, especially for buildings, if you will. But and a lot of those, they're still doing their wonderful fundraising that they're doing. But we also wanted to set up something that was going to be long-term, okay, because a lot of the fundraisers are kind of getting up in age, just like we are, I guess. But we wanted to set up something that was going to be long-term, that no matter what happens, Community Foundation continues and always wants to get money and then give out money to the Dodge County nonprofits. So that started 6 years ago, so actually after a couple of breakfasts that we had. And then we talked to a number of people that were raising money for different causes in Dodge County. And then they said, yeah, we're kind of getting tired. Plus, we're also we need something long term. So then we've had some experience with community foundations. We went up to Fond du Lac Area Foundation and we said, hey, will you help us? And from there, then within a couple months, we became a regional affiliate of the Fond du Lac Area Foundation. So they have the six professional staff. All of us, the advisory committee, which is about 20 people, including Jeff and myself, and we're all volunteers for Dodge County. But the professional staff are in Fond du Lac, so they take care of the marketing and the accounting and keep us on track. We are the 501c3, so that's a nonprofit. So everybody that contributes to the foundation then gets a tax-deductible contribution.
Well, one of the coolest things about being to be a part of this town now for a little over a year is seeing that community drive and that all these initiatives to make this area better. Jeff, I want to shift to you real quick. When you joined this was very, very close to the inception of this group. What made you say, you know what, I want to really be a part of this. They're going to do something special.
It was all about a way to give back to the community. It was a chance to say thank you for Beaver Dam taking a chance on me and hiring me as an educator in this town, and then me making my livelihood here for, you know, 35 years working in the school district. And then it's like, okay, how can you give back to this area?
I love that. Yeah. Well, first of all, we're happy that Beaver Dam took a chance on you. We were happy to keep you around for the long haul.
We can sing
here.
A little ABBA this morning.
I love that. Good. I was just saying, you got to have ABBA in. Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. And then for Tom, I guess, similar question, but when you're having those breakfasts, when this idea comes to be, where did that come from? Did you just know that you wanted to also help give back here in the area? Or where did this idea, manifest for you?
Well, first of all, I was born and raised in Beaver Dam, and the Heffernans have always been kind of giving back to the community, like many people, like Jeff and many of the people that – on our advisory committee, just, you know, I mean, we asked 20 people, okay? Well, everybody said yes that we asked to be on the advisory committee, which we didn't expect, quite honestly, which is a wonderful thing, which kind of tells
you to have.
The kind of people that want to give back to the community. But and I was always involved with different nonprofits. I was also an educator, but also was a director of a couple different nonprofits in my career. And then, I retired. And then we said, okay, how can we give back to the community? Plus, my dear wife said, well, it's time to find a new project to do and get out of the house. So with all that, we said, okay, let's start with this thing. And it's really has grown tremendously. You know, for Dodge County, I mean, we're 90,000 people, which is pretty small in comparison. But when you talk about the tremendous generosity that is in our population here. I mean, the Radiothon is another example of the tremendous generosity. So we said, okay, let's set up a foundation because that is one way that anybody and everybody can give, whether it's $10 or $100,000 or whatever, they can give back to the community. So with that, one of the things that we do is we raise now about $100,000 a year, okay? And then through the advisory committee and through Fond du Lac Area Foundation, then we give back through a online application process to any Dodge County nonprofit that's serving the county. They could be located in other counties like Jefferson or Washington or whatever, but they're serving Dodge County. So right now, after even just 6 years now, we've given out about $350,000 to 84 different nonprofits. And every time you think you know all the different nonprofits in Dodge County, there's more that have applied to us. Right now, I can remind all the nonprofits that we have our grant application open right now. It was open from September 2nd, and it closes on October 6th.
Coming up.
I selected a Monday because as a past executive director, I always knew that I always would forget deadlines. And then this was also happening here. And so I was getting all these calls or emails over the weekend saying, hey, I forgot about the deadline. So I says, that's okay. I said, that's why I put it on a Monday. I says, you have until the weekend to get it in. So all the applications are online. It's one of the few things that we say the shorter, the better. because we all know the nonprofits and mm-hmm. what they do, and they all do tremendous work. And then we say the shorter the better, because we don't have to read all the things that, you know, you're doing. But it's online. It's on our website, which is beaverdamacf.com, which stands for Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation.com. And there's a link there, and then the nonprofits can fill out the online application.
Well, and it sounds like it's a simple application process. So you got until the 6th. It's a Monday. I like how you did that. That was very strategic there. We're going to have to jump aside for a quick break. But when okay. we come back, I do want to dive into a little bit more about what this looks like, where these funds go, and all the other great things that this group is doing. But that'll be happening next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Our fall home sale's going on right now, and you can save big with tons and tons of Sealy mattresses. This amazing wintergreen Sealy mattress is on sale for as little as $399, or pick your comfort. For $999, you can get a firm, a medium tight top, a medium hybrid, or a soft pillow top, or a soft mattress for as little as $999, and pick your comfort. Shop local and save on all of your favorite mattress brands with us during our fall home sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
We've got a couple of big high school football games on the air Friday night. First of all, at H.H. Durley Field, the Watertown Goslings come to town to take on the Golden Beavers. That's on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. In a Daily Dodge TV exclusive, Mark Kazan plays host to Poinette in a huge Eastern Suburban Conference matchup. Both games kick off at 7 o'clock. High school football Friday night on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Looking to refresh your living space with quality furniture that combines comfort, style, and value? McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam is hosting their Comforts of Home storewide sale, offering the perfect opportunity to upgrade your home's interior at reduced prices. This storewide sale encompasses McKinstry's entire inventory. Here are a few examples. A love seat for $599. A 5 foot by 8 foot area rug is only $87. Also, a Lazy Boy rocker recliner is only $349. Save big on mattress sets. Add an adjustable base to that new mattress and you can find your comfortable sleeping position. The finishing touches like pictures, area rugs, and accessories make your house unique. Refresh your living space with quality furniture that combines comfort, style, and value during the Comforts of Home sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam. Hurry, sale on September 30th.
So fine, shiny floors that truly shine. Tiles and wood you'll adore. Get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too. Everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for. Only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Get ready to crunch into fall. It's Apple Fest at the Market at Beaver Dam. Pick your favorites from Chris Fuji, Gala, First Kiss, and New York Honeycrisp apples. Dip into creamy Marzetti caramel. Sip on fresh apple cider. And don't miss Granny's homemade Snicker apple salad. Try Grandpa's apple brats. If you're hungry for more, grab caramel apple or smoky apple marinated pork chops. And for dessert, caramel apple cookies, bars, and apple spice cake donuts. Fall's favorite fruit has never tasted better. Only at the Market at Beaver Dam.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, making sure you don't miss what's happening in your hometown. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Very excited this morning. We are joined by the Beaverdam Area Community Foundation, the president, Tom Heffron, and then Jeff Rayberg, a board member that's been a part of this since the real beginning of this group. And now we're talking 6 years now, and you mentioned it right before the break, over $350,000 that you have seen raised. I would love to dive into a little bit about what you've seen that money do, these groups that you are giving these donations to. What have you seen this group accomplish to this point?
Well, just the great variety of causes out there and all the great needs. And, you know, our grants are small if you compare. It's $500 to $2,500, but a lot of the nonprofits, that's very big money, okay? And it's extremely important money. So we give out about $50,000 each grant cycle. We have two grant cycles a year, and like you said before, we have one going on right now. And it can be anything and everything, except we avoid politics and we avoid religion. But that means that everything else is open. So we give money to the food pantries. We give money for staff for the group homes, playground equipment. You name it. We if people have a great need, refrigerators. Baby care, child care. We give out music for music stands. You name it. Whatever that nonprofit is needing, and everybody has accepted our money. No one said no. It's too small. And part of that is the contributions that we get from the community. So people can send in their contributions to our post office box, which is post office box 721. Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, 53916. And so then we take that money and then we put it into our general grant account. And then we go through our different applications that we get twice a year. And then we give it out to the whole variety of groups.
Well, that's fantastic.
And it's really through Dodge County, all of Dodge County. So then we've given out money to Mayville and Horicon and Hustisford and Lemira. Lower Reeseville, Waupun, Beaver Dam, of course, and all of them. And so any nonprofit that is serving Dodge County is eligible.
Well,
I can speak a little more to that whole process, too, being on that advisory committee. So we'll get about 25, 27 applications, you know, that we'll start to look through. And again, we're looking to give somewhere between like $500 to $2,500. We review the applications, and then we as an advisory committee decide how far we can stretch the money that we have available twice a year to give to these organizations. And then what is really exciting is during the course of the year, as we meet as an advisory committee, Tom always does a great job of having representatives from these organizations come to us, speak about, you know, their programs, what they're providing, which is much more than what's written on that application. And then sometimes we even go out to the organizations. We have our meetings out there. We get tours. Like, we've been out to the Waupun Historical Society. We've been out to Marsh Haven. We've been to a food pantry that's down near, help me out,
it's the south of town. Gathering Source by Low Reesville.
Yeah.
Sure.
So we get out of even the Beaver Dam community to see some of these places that, you know, are asking for funds so that they can, you know, serve their communities too.
Well, Nate, also, I imagine, gives you a better idea where the need is, and that helps you decide, all right, where is this number going to be for the donation to? It's a smart idea to be able to go out and actually see these things.
Right, yeah. And it really helps verify that the money is being used wisely.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. And it really does help the donors, because a number of people, they want to give back to the community, but they don't know how, or they don't know what the greatest needs are. And so we tell donors, including those, we're getting more people that are in retirement age, that now they have to do something with their their money, okay? And so this is a way that they can give to the grants, and then we give it out to the greatest needs that we see out there. For example, in the spring, one of the greatest needs that we saw was all the food pantries.
Oh, yeah.
In the area, okay, and all of them applied, and so we kind of bumped up their allocation because of all the great needs. The numbers of people needing or going through food pantries right now is tremendous, especially after COVID money is done. And so now we saw that, so then we tried to give them a little bit extra money this past spring.
Well, and for donors, I'm glad you brought that up because that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. People are listening. P.O. Box 721, you can send money in. But if there's another way that people can donate, is there anything through the website or some other ways that people can figure out where to send their money?
Sure. On our website, you can go to our website. There is a link there about become a donor. Okay. And we also have it now that they can – we have a QR code. So, you know, the younger generation, they scan. They don't write out checks. And so now we have a QR code, which also our different organizations also do use. For example, we're involved with the Beaver Dam Library. Their campaign, as well as like St. Vincent de Paul, is doubling the size of their food pantry. So then we give them, they set up a fund with us, and then we give them our QR code, and then people then can scan at any time and then make a credit card contribution. And I think there's about a 3% fee that the donor pays, but that's tremendous. Okay, so that a lot of people then can donate that way as well.
That's fantastic. More opportunities, more ways is always best. And I know the time flies when we're on here, but we only have about a minute, 2 minutes left. Is there anything that I have missed that I really need to hammer home?
Well, I got just a short amount of time, but I want to tell you what I've learned about philanthropy, okay? People want to give back to their community. But what's so different nowadays is that sometimes people may not have a religious affiliation where they say, okay, my money's going to my church. They might not have children. My money's going to my children. They may not have that. So they go, well, what do I do, you know, with money that I want to give to Beaver Dam in general? The Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation is a good source. And if they have vested interests and they say, okay, hunger is the issue I want to go after, okay? But how do I address all of hunger? Well, that might be through St. Vincent de Paul. It might be through the Gathering Source. How do I get to all of those different organizations that are trying to feed the needy in this area? Okay, I do it through the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation because they have sources that they can give the money to address my issue, which is hunger, or my issue might be music for, you know, young children, or it might be education, and they can send their money and send their donations, small or large, or even through their death
best wishes, like the will.
Wishes, right, through their will, exactly.
Well, well said. I love the focalized thing too, where again you can kind of decide, hey, I want to help out this area. Go to BDACF. Like this is a group right here that's going to look out for the local area here and all these nonprofits doing great things in the area. But I want to thank you both so much, Jeff and Tom. It was a pleasure to have you on. And
a couple of the last things. We have a lot more things that people can do. We have a lot more families now. Or individuals that they can set up their own funds through us, okay? So now we have 101 different funds, including families that can set up their own funds with us that they can set up, and then they can give to the different contributions or different nonprofits as they wish, okay? So those are donor advised funds. If you have if you like information about that, people can contact me. So again, I'm Tom Heffron, and you can call 920-763-2618. The other thing that I just wanted to mention is that we're getting more people that wanted to set up scholarships now. The people can set up scholarships through the foundation as well. And then the last thing is we always say, give while you live.
I love that.
Okay, wait. So give while you live. Because that way you can enjoy it as well as you're serving the needs of the community and Dodge County.
Well, Tom and Jeff, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm fired up to see the continued success and the continued growth going on over there with the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation. But we're going to send it to a quick break, and when we come back, we got to talk pork chops. Because we have the Beaver Dam High School FFA in the building, okay, and pork chop dinner coming up. That's next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabosky. The White House is warning federal agencies about the potential for mass firings of workers if lawmakers can't agree on a funding bill. Democrats are demanding concessions in healthcare spending. Former FBI Director James Comey could be hit with federal charges today for allegedly lying to Congress from the new attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, Lindsay Halligan.
When Halligan reported to work Monday, sources tell ABC News prosecutors presented her with a memo recommending that Comey not be charged with the crime, saying there was not enough evidence. But sources tell us Halligan is prepared to seek an indictment anyway, that she will soon attempt to convince a grand jury there is probable cause to charge Comey with lying to Congress and obstruction of justice.
ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce wrapping up a virtual speech at the United Nations moments ago, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas saying that despite war, Palestinians will not leave our homeland. This is ABC News.
Every athlete needs their rest on a Slumberland furniture mattress. Get plenty of sports updates here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, playing from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Authorities confirmed a Dodge County man was killed in an out-of-county crash over the weekend. Ronald Walsh was heading west on Highway U in Potosi when his motorcycle went off the road and crashed into the ditch, ejecting the 64-year-old. Law enforcement say Walsh was not wearing a helmet and died at the scene. The UW Oshkosh branch campus in Fond du Lac closed last year. The campus now houses offices and a public safety training center. There's a live entertainment center, and the gym is being used for sports and recreation. Fond du Lac County Executive Sam Kaufman says the campus will now generate $600,000 to $700,000 a year. A former Democratic state lawmaker joins the race for Wisconsin governor. Brett Tulsi announced his candidacy Wednesday. He says school funding sources as a key issue he hopes to address if elected. The former assemblyman and Dane County supervisor last ran for governor in 2014. With the arrival of autumn, Wisconsinites can track the changing colors of fall. Travel Wisconsin's Fall Color Report is an interactive map-based website that tracks the changing fall leaves. Users can select a destination, find recommendations for nearby lodging and local events. More than 90 volunteer reporters provide regular updates throughout September and October. A link to the Fall Color Report is available at dailydodge.com. And it'll be time to flush fire hydrants again in Fox Lake starting Monday and lasting all week. The tap water may turn slightly yellow, orange, or even brown. That's just buildup of iron and mineral deposits inside the water mains. While the water will be safe to drink, you probably want to avoid doing laundry during the scheduled flushing times. I'm Kevin Haugen reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Brewers' magic number is down to one after a 3-1 victory in San Diego on Wednesday afternoon. Brewers also matched a franchise record 96 wins. Milwaukee can clinch the number one seed in the National League if the Phillies fall to the Marlins tonight. Otherwise, they need to beat the Reds on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday to claim the top spot in the NL. Packers continue to get ready for Sunday night football against the Cowboys in Big D. That's a game you can hear on 95.3 WBEV. Beaver Dam Girls Volleyball host Baraboo tonight in a Badger Large Conference match. 7 o'clock, the first serve on Daily Dodge TV. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
It's easier than ever to check your annual mammogram off your to-do list. Walk into Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus on the last Tuesday of any month to get your yearly mammogram. No appointment or referral needed. If you're over 40 years old and due for a yearly screening mammogram, just bring your insurance card and the name of your physician with you. Visit anytime between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. on the last Tuesday of every month. Learn more about the walk-in program and confirm upcoming dates at prairieridge.health.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Check out the Dodge County's Most Wanted page on dailydodge.com, presented by Neuberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froley.
Ample sunshine developing with fog and spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 72. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 53. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 76, with fog and spots early tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 58.
It's late summer and time to get that flower feeling. Flowers are an everyday essential at this time. They can be a small gesture that brings big smiles with kindness and caring with each petal. Jean's Floral has that flower feeling with sunflowers grown locally right here in Minnesota Junction. They've got snapdragon, zinnias, larkspur, dahlias, and gladiolas, all fresh and locally grown in Dodge County and the surrounding area. A new flower that's arriving is the Albion. Difficult to describe, but blooms are white and appear like a shooting star on a strong stem. Jean's Floral loves to support their local flower-growing individuals with positive fragrant purchases. As your local hometown florist, Jean's Floral is in its 54th year of business and has shared that flower feeling with some families for three or more generations. Call them today at 920-885-3365. They've got flowers and gifts for thoughtful giving and casual living. That flower feeling inspires essential needs for a season of gathering, gardening, and good living.
Summer just got a whole lot hotter with the WBEV 95K giveaway presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Join us all summer long at any Brat Fry location from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and try to crack a code on our prize vault for your shot at winning $95,000. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older to enter. One winner per household, one entry per person per stop. For complete rules and details and to find a complete Brat Fry schedule, visit dailydodge.com.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. We've got it all, from big to small. Honeywell home thermostats keep your home's temperature comfortable through every season while saving on your heating and cooling bill. Hurry in today and save big money on Honeywell thermostats at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Join your higher insurance team for Senior Solutions every Friday at 11:10 here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Higher Insurance will help you plan for today and tomorrow. They'll answer your questions about health, life, insurance, income, and legacy planning, Medicare, Social Security maximization, and so much more. Together, they'll help you meet your short and long-term needs. Senior Solutions with Higher Insurance, every Friday at 11:10 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Hey neighbor, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. If you're looking to refresh your living space with quality furniture that combines comfort, style, and value, well, lucky you, because McKinstry's Home Furnishings is hosting their Comforts of Home store-wide sale, offering the perfect opportunity to upgrade your home's interior at reduced prices. This store-wide sale encompasses McKinstry's entire inventory. A couple of examples for you: a love seat for $599, 5 foot by 8 foot area rug for just $87, or how about a Lazy Boy rocker recliner for just $349? You can also save big on mattress sets, and then add yourself an adjustable base to that new mattress and find your perfect, comfortable sleeping position. And don't forget the finishing touches like pictures, area rugs, accessories that all make your home unique. Refresh your living space with quality furniture that combines comfort, style, and value during the Comforts of Home sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. But hurry in, sale ends September 30th. We head back down to the Daily Dodge TV studio, and more now with Wally.
I am fired up, Kale, because we get to talk pork chops now We got the Beaver Dam FFA in the building, and we're joined by treasurer and junior over at the Beaver Dam High School in Claire Karras. Claire, thank you so much for joining me. I'm excited to talk some pork chops.
I know, me too. I'm happy to be here.
Well, yeah. Can you tell us a little bit, first of all, about you, like how you got involved with FFA? How long has this been working or in the works for you?
Okay, well, first, my sister has been previously on this, Hannah, but pretty much I kind of started around seventh grade, you know. Well, kind of take it back, you know. Fifth grade, actually, Gansky, and my sister took me to the fall.
Fall Downtown kinda, Fest?
No, the fall. Got excited. Yeah, the little, what's it called? We do a fall, I'm blanking now.
It happens. It happens to me every single day here.
But we go to the Haunted Forest for our fall social, right? And I went fifth grade me going to this fall social at the Haunted Forest, and I got so scared. I was 10 or something, 12, I don't even know. And Gansky had to carry me through this like 1 mile walk, and I'm like, oh crap. Well, now he's just gonna hold a grudge against me. Well, he didn't. And so now it's seventh grade, and I'm going through, and I'm taking this class. Yeah, I failed the class. Not off to a
Been
good
there.
Start. Well, yeah. So then I kind of get involved, continue helping. Actually, I helped out with the pork chop dinner. So got me started, I guess. And then so then I just continued helping out with some more volunteering, like, activities and stuff. But then freshman year, I kind of really started getting involved a lot, doing just volunteering at, like, activities and different fundraisers that we hold and stuff. And so then ever since then, sophomore year, I decided to run for historian, got that, and then now I'm a treasurer junior year, and I can't wait for the like my senior year and all the activities that we hold for senior year.
Well, I'd known right away. I'm like, I feel like I'd met Claire before. It's because I was out there last year at the banquet when you ended up taking the role of treasurer on the stage. We had to give Aiden Voigt a pop on the show. He graduates. We had to go out there. But congratulations. That's a heck of an achievement, especially going into your junior year. But I would love to shift now and talk a little bit about one of these events that I know that you work really hard on, this entire group does, and that's the pork chop dinner. And let me tell you this. I went to the pancake breakfast. It was unbelievable. You guys were a well-oiled machine. So I got high expectations coming up. But can you tell me a little bit about what the pork chop dinner is and when it's going to be?
Yeah, of course. So this is the 34th pork chop dinner that we hold. We hold it at the Beaver Dam High School. And so we work with the Agribusiness Association. And basically, we get the pork chops. Everything's donated. And so a ticket is $13. And we basically get everything donated. And it's just a very big fundraiser that really helps our chapter. And it helps with taking us on trips, taking us to conventions, taking us to different activities that really helps us, like, all get together and show what we can all do. We had multiple people win first at different competitions. And you can really see, like, what the money does and, like, really makes you understand what some kids are able to do with the money that we can get. So with the $13 that you give for your ticket, you can get a pork chop, a potato, a roll, a cookie, and then corn.
Mm.
The corn is freshly picked from us. So one day in September earlier on, we went into one of the fields that we pick it for. And then, yeah, we picked it all fresh. So that has been freshly picked sweet corn. And, yeah, so you're going to get a fresh meal. And then they're going to have a silent and live auction, which we are still taking donations for. And then
For people taking donations, how can they do that? If they're like, hey, I got this awesome thing that they can use, who do they call or talk to?
Yeah, you can reach out to anybody. So the main best bet is probably going to be Gansky or Chico.
Okay.
Gansky, you can probably find his number pretty much anywhere, you know, obviously with the Ben and Biscuit. So you can pretty much look him up and you'll find his number. But yeah, you can contact any of us, really, if you can find our numbers. It should be on anything. It should really be on, or like the Beaver Dam page. You should be able
on the Facebook page,
yeah,
or on the main website as well.
Yeah, to contact any of the advisors. Anything helps. Anything, you know, still taking donations, still taking people to come, you know. We do need to know by Tuesday if you would come. But yeah, we're still taking people to come. It's such a big fundraiser, and we really appreciate anybody coming or helping or just donating. You know, it helps. Cash just helps. You know, checks help. Anything helps, and it really just makes a big difference.
Well, and $13 for all this food and pork chops in general are such a great dinner. But then this is going to be on October 5th. That's a Sunday. And what time is that going to be, and where exactly are people supposed to go for the dinner?
Yeah, so September – oh, October 5th.
Oh, yeah. Time is flying by right now.
I know. Oh, it is. Yeah, October 5th, Sunday at 6 p.m. at the high school. So Beaver Dam High School, you literally just go in. You can park in the student parking lot the family center, in front of the high school, anywhere. You just come into the front of the high school, and right in front, like right when you come in, there should be people right by the door. Some people maybe even be outside, but yeah, we'll welcome you in, and then literally right when you get inside, we'll take your ticket, or you can pay at the door. But yeah, we're right there, and then you just walk in and you get your food, you get your plate of food, and you're sitting eating now.
Well, if you were at the pancake breakfast, it's the same drill by the sound of it.
Yeah.
So make sure, if you've done it, you're a pro. Just come on out and enjoy some good food on Sunday, October 5th. But then there's some other great events that are coming up too. We were talking a little before. I'd love to highlight some of these that are coming up this year.
Yeah. So on September 29th, we actually hold our leadership conference, which is a fall leadership workshop, which is going to be at our high school too, because of Max winning state officer.
Let's go, Max.
Congratulations to him. But yeah, so we're going to be holding that. We got multiple different schools from our district to come, and we're just so proud of everybody that's going to be there, and we're so happy for like the leadership that's going to be just spoken there.
That's fantastic. Well, so obviously you have a busy month coming up here. Got the leadership conference. Yeah. And then after that, you're going to have this pork chop dinner that I'm already got my stomach rumbling here on this Thursday morning. What else throughout the year that you guys do? Is there a favorite part for you that you look back on and you're like, I'm so fired up that I still have two more years of this?
Oh, gosh.
I know. I kind of put you on the spot there.
I don't even know. Probably I don't know. I'm really excited for National Convention. That's coming up.
Okay, sure.
So excited.
When's that happen at? Or roughly?
End of October, 1st of November it ends.
You guys are busy. Like this next month and a half, you've got 100 things coming up.
Yes, end of September is the Dairy Expo. Some people are competing there, for dairy evaluation and dairy foods. And then we're also having a team going to the American Royal. That's really good. That is really good for our livestock evaluation team. That is really good.
Well, this is – all right. So I'm just trying to even keep track. I remember watching last year and even hearing during the banquet all the great – whether it be the positions people placed or the things they were doing, everything that the Beaver Dam FFA chapter is a part of right now. It's so exciting and inspiring. And, well, first of all, I want to thank you for coming in today. But before we say goodbye, I'd like to run through details one final time of the pork chop dinner that is October 5th that I need to be a part of. So how does this work? It's October 5th, Beaver Dam High School. What time do the doors open?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. You know where the Beaver Dam High School is. I don't have to throw you. You already know on that front. And we got pork chops. I heard potatoes,
corn,
sweet corn.
Rolls.
Cookies. You got everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Nope.
Well, Claire, first of all, thank you for joining me. Congratulations on the treasury position. And I'm looking forward and excited to hear from you down the road. I'm sure when we have FFA groups again, they're going to be sending you again.
Can't wait to be on.
Well, perfect. We're looking forward to it.
Yep.
We're going to step aside for one final break today. And when we come back, Kayla and I are going to tell you what's going on here in Dodge County. That's next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Say hello to the beautiful fall colors, football being played, and can't forget the... Yes, it's allergy season. Sinus issues can be a pain. Call Dr. Yesh at their offices today to schedule an appointment. With same-week appointments available, they offer fast, effective solutions to help you breathe easier and enjoy all what fall has to offer. Locations in both Beaver Dam and Watertown. Visit their website or Facebook page for more information. Breathe better and sneeze less with help from Dr. Yesh.
For 50 years and counting, Verhaeghe's Furniture has been proudly serving Waupun comfortable furniture and mattresses at prices you can afford.
Whether you're looking to update your living room, find the right mattresses, or treat yourself in one of their relaxing massage chairs, just visit them at 806 West Main Street in Waupun. For Hags Furniture Mart, 50 years strong. Quality you can trust, prices you'll love.
Now at Leroy's, your old-fashioned meat market in Fox Lake, Horicon, and Ripon, we don't just hope you love wings, we know you do. Enjoy plain or seasoned fresh jumbo chicken wings for $3.49 a pound. Or take the fresh 40-pound jumbo chicken wing box home. That's right, 40 pounds of wings for $84. There's more bird where that came from. Get stuffed chicken breast in five different flavors for $4.49 a pound. Try the new bacon-wrapped Supreme Pizza sausage roll for $6.99 a pound. And take advantage of great deals on whole brisket for $5.99 a pound. Or portion for $7.49 a pound, too. The Heat Need Entree of the Week is roasted pork and gravy with sides for $6.99 each. Bow hunters, good luck out there. Fox Lake is your deer processing headquarters. Boneless accepted everywhere. Visit Horicon's Broad Fry Saturday, September 27th, and Leroy Meats Food Truck at Waldvogel's Pumpkin Farm the 27th and 28th. Visit LeroyMeats.com for more specials. Remember, no one beats Leroy Meats. Listen to Green Bay football all season long on 95.3 WBEV. Each game will announce a Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Remember who that mystery player is? Then listen to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the next business day right around 8:15. Be the correct caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Get it right and you'll win a Sonicare toothbrush and be entering the drawing for the end of the season mystery prize. It's the mystery player of the game presented by Columbus Family Dental.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments, Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in Six. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering. You're listening to Hometown Today on the 5,000-watt flamethrower on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It's Wally Lukashinsky and Kale Zomer right now. Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam and Professional Floor Covering. Kale, I have to tell you this. It's brat time.
It is almost brat time, Wally.
I guess almost is probably a better way to put it.
Yeah, it's almost brat time. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of that season where things are changing, and there's a lot of good things, but sometimes good things must come to an end, and that includes the 2025 brat fry season, our final brat fry coming up tomorrow. Not going to want
bittersweet.
It is. It's very bittersweet. Like, it's been such a fun season for the brat fries, and it's been a fun year, and man, it's hard to believe it's come to an end already. But yeah, final brat fry coming up tomorrow. We're going to be over at Riverside Tire and Auto over on South Center Street here in Beaver Dam, their new location over there. Jeremy Schultz, owner over there. I know a lot of folks familiar with Jeremy when it comes to getting their vehicles repaired here in the Beaver Dam area. And so they're over on South Center Street, and we'll be there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow, and we'll have the Pernit Premium Brats with the soda or water for $2. And if for some reason, Wally, brats aren't necessarily up your alley, it's going to be a limited number of hot dogs, too.
Yeah, there will. And I had one of these last time. Tim, the brat master. Kale.
Pretty good. I mean, they're not just like any old hot dogs either. We're talking Pernit Premium hot dogs. So these are some quality dogs. So,
and if you haven't seen one, Kale, I'm telling you, like, imagine just a hot dog bun, right? And then about an inch and a half of hot dog that comes out on both sides of the bun. That's how big these things. They're thinner, don't get me wrong, but when you doll that up with the onions and your ketchup, mustard, however you're doing it, I mean, this is dangerous.
Perfect. So that's going to be, again, tomorrow from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. You get the brat in the soda or the hot dog in the soda or water for just $2. And that also means, Wally, because it's our last brat fry, it also means last shot at our 95K Sizzlin' Sweepstakes presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass. Nobody's cracked that code yet. You think? I have a feeling somebody's gotten close.
We need to find out. I can't wait, because I know that if we don't have a winner, I heard Wade on the morning show say that at some point we will be able to, like, reveal the code, because it sent us. That's a beauty. I feel like people don't know. You and I don't know.
We don't.
We don't know the
we
code.
We don't know what
we have
it
as
is.
Good of an idea as you do at home right now. So I'm just willing somebody to win tomorrow. Last day, it feels right.
Actually, everybody else has had an advantage because they've had a chance to try several codes. We haven't, so we really don't know what it is.
You come out for 10 broad fries. You already shaved off 10 of the numbers. You basically you put yourself in a good position tomorrow.
Exactly. So yeah, that's coming up tomorrow. If you can, I mean, 6-digit code. If you can crack that prize vault, $95,000 hitting your bank account. So that is, of course, going to be coming up tomorrow. You can check out all the details on those things at DailyDodge.com. And speaking of things coming to an end, the Milwaukee Brewers regular season coming to an end this weekend.
It is. I was going to say, you're going to actually be boots on the ground this weekend.
Yep.
Opportunity to potentially see a record-breaking win. Brewers looking for that, what, an evasive 97th win to make the most of all time for this franchise. Either way, I'm so excited. You're guaranteed to be in the NLDS.
Yep.
I just can't wait. Give me 2 weeks from now, Kale.
And we just need a Brewers win, Phillies loss, and we've got that home field advantage secured, too, through the postseason. So, yeah, looking forward to some October baseball coming up really soon.
Amen to that. Well, Kale, thank you again for stepping in yesterday. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow with more Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.